So, Gerard, were you surprised that it was the Patriots that called your name and that high?
No, I definitely was surprised. You know, this is a winning organization, and even for them to have a pick this high just really, you know, surprised me. But I'm just overwhelmed. I'm ready to get to New England and play for a great coach and a great team.
Did you have any inclination at all that the Patriots were interested in you?
I had a great visit when I came down there. The coaches and I had, you know, sat down, talked football for a long time, and, you know, like I said, I just had a great visit, and I felt like we clicked, and I'm just excited, man. I just can't even explain right now. You know, I just got drafted, and I'm excited. I'm pretty much
Gerard, usually when players think about getting drafted, they think about getting drafted by teams that are rebuilding or are not very good. What does it mean to you to come to a team that obviously has been in Super Bowls and last year was undefeated during the regular season?
Like a dream come true, pretty much. You don't expect a team, you know, that only lost one game last year to have a top 10 pick. But at the same time, you know, they were winning before me, and, you know, they'll be winning, you know, even if I'm not there. So I just want to come in and make a contribution and learn from some of the greats at the position.
Gerard, given the fact that this team has had such a great history of linebacker play recently, what does it mean to you to be joining that core?
You know, I can't help but to be good as long as I listen and, you know, take notes and learn from a great coach, great coaching staff, and, you know, great guys like Junior Seau, Teddy Bruschi, and all those guys. So I'm just going to be like a sponge and try to take as much in as possible.
Are there professional guys out there in the NFL right now that you try and model your game after?
Not at all. You know, really, I just try to be Gerard Mayo. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think after playing with these guys and learning from the coaches here, that I'll be a good linebacker. You'll be asking another linebacker about that question. But, you know, I just feel like, you know, I'm just excited to get there. And I just feel like, you know, learning from these guys, these are the best. You know, say our Pro Bowl guy, you know, a Hall of Fame guy. And, you know, I'm just going to be a sponge and learn from him. And hopefully I can become, you know, just as good as he is.
If someone's only seen your statistics, your numbers, is there something that they'd be missing? What are some of the aspects? What are some of the intangibles that you bring to the field?
You know, I just feel like I bring, you know, a winning nature. Even though the Patriots already have a winning nature, I feel like I bring, you know, work ethic, things like that. You know, they already have that as well. You know, like, you can't really bring too much to a team that only lost one game in the season. So, I'm just excited to be in the position that I am and to be able to learn from some of the greats in the game.
Do you feel you're better suited to play outside or inside? Do you have a preference? I know you moved inside this year. Which do you prefer?
Oh, I don't have a preference at all. You know, wherever coach wants to put me, pretty much. I can learn from, you know, either one of the best couple of the best outside linebackers, or I can learn from a couple of the best inside linebackers. So wherever coach wants me to play, I'm willing to play. You know, like you said, I played all three spots. We even have a 3-4 package in our system at Tennessee, and, you know, I feel the transition won't be a problem. But like I said earlier, I'm just going to be a sponge and learn from those guys.
Gerard, you mentioned there was a 3-4 package at Tennessee. Where did you play in that 3-4 package, and how often did you guys use that package at Tennessee?
To be honest, I played the inside guys and the outside guys. I know you're going to say, oh, well, this guy, you know, he's a versatile guy and things like that. But, you know, I was fortunate enough to be able to play the outside and the inside. So, you know, like I said, wherever coach wants to put me, that's what I'm willing to play.
Gerard, as you thought about the draft and who might take you, if you went to a team that was not as good as this, did you have a different idea of what your impact level would be for that team versus what your idea would be an impact level for this team?
You know, to be honest, my mindset was set on, you know, any team I go to, I want to make a contribution, whether it be, you know, as a starting linebacker or on special teams. You know, I feel like any, you know, either whether it be, you know, one in whatever, 16 team, whatever, anything like that, I want to make a contribution somehow. And, you know, the Patriots, you know, they pretty much have their team set in stone. Those guys only lost one game last year. And, you know, I just want to come in and make a contribution, whether it be on special teams or as a starter. So,
Coach had talked about the fact that you'd faced the very best competition in the SEC, Darren McFadden and others as well. Can you talk about how that helps you prepare to face the best in the NFL?
You know, just having the SEC pride, you know, is going to make me say, you know, that's pretty much the minor leagues for the NFL. But at the same time, the NFL is a whole new game. The game speed changes. Everybody's good, you know. So it's more of a mental thing, I think. And, you know, like I said, I'm going to be a sponge and try to learn from those guys, see how they, you know, study film and study tendencies and things like that. And hopefully it won't be a major adjustment for me.
Over the last couple of years, what kind of preconceived ideas did you have or do you have now about the Patriots and that group of linebackers in particular?
Oh, that they play hard, they're always making plays, and that they're winners. You know, first and foremost, they're winners. They win a lot of games. You know, ever since I've been watching those guys, and the coaches are great. Coach Dutch is great. And 3-4 defense, those guys put a lot of pressure on offenses, and that's the type of defense I like to play in.
You said a minute ago you just want to come in and make a contribution. How confident are you that you can come in and make an impact?
I can't hear you.
You said a minute ago you want to come in and make a contribution. How confident are you that you could come in and make an impact your first year?
I still can't hear you. You got to come closer to the phone, can't
you? Where's the mic?
I can't hear you. Sorry,
no, you said a minute ago that you just wanted to come in and make a contribution. How confident are you that you could come in and make an impact your first year?
Oh, to be honest, I'm really confident. You know, people say, you know, when people hear contribution, they think, well, this guy has to come in and get defensive rookie of the year and things like that. That's a goal of mine, but at the same time, you know, you can make a contribution on special teams. That's one-third of a game. And, you know, if that's the case, then that's the case. And if I come in and do become a starter, I want to make a contribution that way. So, you know, any part of the game, any aspect of the game that the coaches want me to play, I feel like I will succeed in.
Coach had said that you were one of the higher-rated linebackers they'd had on the board in a while, and the Patriots under Coach Belichick had never drafted a linebacker higher than the fifth round. How does that make you feel that they used the first-round pick number 10 on you?
Oh, it makes me feel great. You know, it's a great coach, Hall of Fame coach, and just to have a compliment like that, you know, come from a guy like that, it just means the world to me. And you know, I can't wait to get up there to New England and just learn from him, study the game with him, and just become a great player.
Gerard, when you made your trip here to New England, what struck you about the organization? I'm assuming you've been to other places as well. What struck you? What was different about the Patriots? What impressed you about the Patriots?
You know, to be honest, I had 11 visits. I had 11 visits during this whole process. And to be honest, there wasn't an atmosphere that you felt, you know, the winning tradition like you did when you walked into the buildings of the Patriots. I'm not sure if it was because, you know, they only lost one game. You know, I watched all their games and things like that. But, you know, it was just in my mind. I just felt the vibe from the coaches and just from everybody. You know, everybody from the assistant Nancy to all the way to the top to the gym. You know, I just felt that, you know, this is a winning organization, and I'm just happy to be here.
Coach Belichick has been noted for taking rookies in and sort of pushing them a little bit mentally. Tell us a little bit about what he talked to you about and maybe any mental games he might have played with you.
I wouldn't say he played any games with me or anything like that. He just told me, he set me straight. He said, you know, the draft is a crazy thing and you never know what's going to happen. We would love for you to be a Patriot, but you just don't know what's going to happen. And if it does happen, then, you know, it'll be a good experience for you. If it doesn't happen, then he felt that I would be a good player somewhere else. So, you know, I'm just happy to be a Patriot and I'm just ready to get up there.
I know where your thoughts are now as you've been drafted by this team, but growing up as a kid, what pro football team did you follow? What players did you look at and try to emulate?
You know, to be honest, you know, growing up in the Hampton, Virginia area, you know, we watched the Washington Redskins, and then I started watching Baltimore. You know, they had great defenses and things like that. But, you know, these past few years, to be honest with you, the Patriots defense has been very stout. And, you know, I feel like I can be a part of this defense and make a contribution. So let me ask you guys a question. What headlines am I going to get about the Mayo last name? What can I expect from you guys? I've heard a lot of them, so I'm just trying to see what can I expect.
What's the best one that you've seen?
I heard a lot, but, you know, Hold the Mayo always is going to be the number one, you know, the number one thing. But that's kind of getting played out now, so I'm trying to see what you guys are going to throw at me, you know, since I'm coming next.
Extra mayo, how's that?
Extra mayo.
Oh, so everybody goes quiet now.
We've got a reputation of being easy on players.
Gerard, where were you when you got the phone call? Who called you? Where were you? Did you have a draft party with friends and family? How did, you know, what happened?
No, actually, the plan was to do yard work. And I thought I was in the backyard doing picking up leaves. You know, I know it's this time of the year and you don't expect to see leaves, but we have leaves in our backyard. So I was picking up leaves with my mom, and I couldn't do it anymore after one bag. So I sat on the porch and I was just thinking, sitting there, banking, and Coach Belichick called me. I was very excited. He turned the paper in or whatever. And, you know, I was just happy. You know, I had a little get-together, a little cookout and things like that, but nothing big. You know, it was about 15 people here. So.
Gerard, where else did you visit coming up?
It was 11 of them. I might miss a couple, but I'm going to give you some, right?
Yep.
All right. The Bills, Detroit, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Atlanta, St. Louis, Dallas. Did I say Atlanta?
Yeah.
Somebody help me out.
The Jets?
Yeah, Jets. I don't remember, man. It seemed like forever ago. It's somewhere on the internet, I promise you. I promise you, I Google it.
What was your feeling? Who seemed to have the most interest in you?
I couldn't hear you. What you said?
Who did you think, where did you think you'd wind up?
You know, to be honest, I wasn't really sure. You know, wherever I was going to end up, I felt like, you know, I was going to go in there, be a sponge. And now I'm just fortunate enough to come to a program that's already, you know, established and a winning tradition and things like that. So, to be honest, I wasn't really sure. I was just, you know, waiting to hear my name called.
Gerard, one reason they've said that that Belichick hasn't drafted linebackers this early is because they say the defense is very hard to learn. Did you see any schemes at all, and did he bring that up at all, that maybe you were a little different, you could take it on maybe earlier than most?
No, I sat, as a matter of fact, when I went up there for my visit, we sat down, went over a couple plays and adjustments and things like that, and then they had me, they took it off the board, had me draw the plays back up, the adjustments and things like that. So, now, I feel pretty confident in my skills, like, you know, to learn systems and things like that, but, you know, they taught me the very basic plays, you know what I'm saying? So I'm expecting it to get a lot more difficult, but at the same time, I feel like learning from guys, you know, the great guys that they have in that linebacker room, that I'll be able to, you know, catch on pretty fast.
How much do you enjoy watching film?
Oh, I love watching film. You know, I'm always trying to get a competitive edge, you know, whether it be in the film room, in the weight room, you know, just anywhere. I'm always trying to become a better football player. That's just me.
Gerard, did it catch you off guard that you went 10th overall today?
You know, like I said, I came into the day with no expectations. You know, I was hoping for the best and expecting the worst. So I had no expectations today. I wouldn't say I knew, but I was hoping it would be somewhere in the first. I just didn't know where.
Thanks, Gerard.
Thanks, Gerard.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I appreciate you.
Thank you very much.